Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are talking through a couple of news bits, as well as kind of sharing the plan for Orlando with Dan, because he hasn't heard it yet, and I've added a couple of bits since the last time that we covered it off. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Okay, Dan, are you ready for the big reveal?
Yes.
So you don't actually know what the new what the name change in Disneyland Paris is yet.
No, this has completely passed me by. When was it announced?
Today.
Oh, okay.
So we're
At least
recording
I
on
don't
the
feel too bad.
No, don't feel too bad about it. We're recording on the 12th of April. I think it's like Disneyland Paris is like 32nd or 33rd birthday today,
Okay.
so which is why they announced it. So they basically announced there's a blog post and story from Imagineering as well, which I'll read in a second. They announced a name change to Walt Disney Studios to kind of better align it to the future of the park and the changes that they're making. And the name is, Dan, Disney Adventure World.
Wow. Oh, just so you have, is it, I always forget the official name of the other park. Is it the Disneyland, is it Disneyland Park?
Disneyland Park, yeah.
Okay. And so what's the other one at the moment? The full
Walt Disney
name?
Studios Park.
Walt Disney Studios Park, and the new one is going to be,
Disney Adventure World.
my God, that is bad.
It's terrible, isn't it? I mean,
That is horrendous.
it's
So just to
already
really
Disney's worst.
confuse people, they've
Yeah.
got Disney World in the
Yep.
name of the park that's in Paris.
Yes. Yeah, so we've got Walt Disney World and now we've got Disney Adventure World. I mean, I'll tell you what, Dan, they just don't think about podcasters,
I don't think about anyone. I mean, do they even think about themselves? How much of a job that's going to have to be to try and sell people Disney Adventure World that's not in Disney World, that's in Disneyland Paris.
they? Yeah, it's not great thinking from Imagineering, is it really?
Wow.
I want to know the brainstorming where that came up and they agreed on it.
Not just to convince, not just to confuse matters more, it clashes a bit with California Adventure, doesn't
Yeah. Yeah.
it? So if you search for Disney Adventure, I wonder what you'll get.
Well, also, because people were saying, and you'll see kind of where, I suppose, where they're thinking. But there'll be obviously distinct kind of areas like Marvel. We've got Frozen that's on its way as well. But people were like, why didn't they call it Disney's World of Adventures?
Yeah.
Which is still a bad name because it's similar to
But
Islands of Adventures, but Islands of Adventure even, but it's better than Disney Adventure World.
yeah, that's just like three random words that they were just like, what? That was you can imagine them in like some sort of corporate brainstorming session trying to come up with words that, they can relate to the park. It's Disney Adventure World. Yeah, that'll do. Yeah.
That'll do. I could just walk in and was like, you
It's
know what?
like
I don't care about Paris. That'll do.
it's 2 minutes to five.
Yeah.
We're about to go on strike in Paris,
Yeah, they were like, well, it's a long weekend.
holding a glass of wine already, just
Guys,
like
you've had 3 months to decide this. Yes, but we've got to submit it now.
we've
So,
been on strike for 2.5 months. It's like
the wine is getting cold.
just wow. I mean,
It's terrible.
have they, I mean, I'm trying to think now, have they got a logo or anything
Oh, yeah.
for The current park is what I'm thinking.
Oh, not really, I don't think. Have you seen the logo for the new one?
It's just come up when I googled the old one. Walt Disney, oh, just Disney Adventure World. I mean, it's not a terrible logo. It's not horrendous.
It reminds me, I tell you what it reminds me of, when I was a kid and I used to watch Disney DVDs.
Yeah, that little sort of like wisp, like that little,
Yeah.
I don't know what the proper word is, but yeah.
And that's, I don't think that's a good thing for a theme park, but that's what it reminds me of. Again, I don't
Yeah.
necessarily hate the logo, but it's, I mean, it's not the best.
I don't hate the logo. But I know what you mean. It does sort of look DVD splash screen, doesn't it?
And you know what? You just know that lo that logo would have cost like 200 grand.
Oh yeah. Considering it's predominantly just text and then somebody's drawn a swishing line.
And like a colorful star.
Yeah. Which I'm assuming is they're going to be like the star is meant to be like the different lands because it's made up of like blue, purple, red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to hear what they've got to say?
Mm.
Okay, this
See if
is
they can
from,
justify it.
yeah, let's see if they can justify. This is from the official Walt Disney Company website. After transporting generations of guests into the magic of movie making, the second park at Disneyland Paris is entering a new era marked by fresh creative vision, brand new experiences, an expansion on a never before seen scale, and the introduction of an all new visual identity. To celebrate this new chapter, Walt Disney Studios Park will be renamed Disney Adventure World when World of Frozen, a new immersive area dedicated to the wintry world of Walt Disney Animation Studios Frozen, will come to life, bordering a majestic bay. While the ongoing transformation of the park is sure to take the guest experience to a whole new level, the entire resort will continue to elevate its offerings in the coming years. Oh, I mean,
Oh, is that the full statement, is it?
that, no, I mean, there's a lot more in here. There's like lots and lots of text
Waffle.
and waffle. Basically, it's going to coincide when World of Frozen opens,
Okay.
and they've also announced officially, I believe today, a Tangled attraction. I was under the original impression that we were getting a, some form of Tangled Land, but it's basically a Tangled spinner ride.
Okay, yeah, I just saw an article about that and I was just okay, I see the pic I see the yeah, the
Based on the
concept art for it.
lanterns.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also said that there is another land coming, but they're not prepared to share what it was yet. Obviously, originally they promised Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
That doesn't appear to be the case anymore, given that they aren't announcing what that land is going to be.
Oh, because it was Marvel was the third land, wasn't it? I was trying to think what the three lands were. You had obviously Frozen, Marvel, and Star Wars.
Yeah, that was
Is
what was originally announced.
Right.
There's lots of rumors, like Lion King is being talked about quite a bit. I can't see that happening, to be honest.
It's weird that they're like, okay, we've announced this land, the Star Wars land, Galaxy's Edge. And then they scrapped it, but now they're just like, oh yeah, now we're going to replace it with something else. You think, why would they not just go ahead with the Star Wars land? That's.
Especially when they love just copy and pasting rides.
Yeah, it seems that just seems rather strange, doesn't it? It's almost like, because, I mean, obviously, presumably, an element of them scrapping the Galaxy's Edge was cost saving around COVID.
Yeah.
But now you kind of think, well, there must be a factor of it hasn't been as popular as they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, they do go on to say, among the breathtaking experiences that will be offered in the future, World of Frozen is going to take guests on a journey to the Kingdom of Arendelle with its colorful facades and remarkable North Mountain that are gradually coming into view. The land will be well located on the edge of Adventure Bay, a 70,000 cubic meter body of water surrounded by picturesque banks and a promenade at the heart of the park expansion, serving as a gateway to the new themed universes that will surround it. More than a scenic icon, Adventure Bay will serve as a unique entertainment stage with a 360-degree viewing area. It will be fitted with the latest technologies to provide exciting water-based entertainment, complete with fountains, music, lights, and special effects that are sure to delight guests. And that's just the beginning. And a brand new immersive world whose concept and design are currently being finalized by Imagineers will further enhance the appeal of this reimagined park in the years to come. More details will be shared in the future. And then they've also shared a bit of concept art for the park entrance to mark the start of the new chapter, because they've got rid of the, that what some people seem to know. I'm sure this has never been liked before, but that whole studio as you walk in, and it's just like crowds, and the quick service is a mess, and the shops are a mess. Everyone like today is going like, "Oh, that's the only great piece about the park." It's like, shut up. No one before has sat there defending that part of the park.
No, they always come out, they always say like waffle like that, don't they? As soon as whatever it is that gets scrapped, they're just like, oh, that was my favorite bit.
Yeah, it's like nonsense. It was just a warehouse and it looked terrible.
I like Disney's optimism that the show or whatever they're going to put on the water is going to delight guests,
Yeah.
because they don't have a great track record of making shows on water that have done well recently.
No, I'd say the only ones that do, well, actually, the only one that does is World of Color in Disneyland. I mean, you could argue Fantasmic, but I'd kind of argue that it's not, because it's got a whole stage and the whole show is really themed around the stage with added water effects.
Because I'm thinking like the one in the one at Animal Kingdom,
Yeah, that was terrible.
that was terrible. The temporary one, well, I'm trying to think now, the timeline of Epcot shows, obviously they had a temporary one,
Epcot Forever.
Epcot Forever, and then the permanent one came, and then
Yep,
did they have
Harmonious.
they are they now back on Epcot Forever still?
No, the new
But
show's come out.
they've gone to the new show, have they? Okay.
Which
Yeah,
I
because
will
I
figure out what that's
completely
called.
missed. Did I miss both of those, the temporary one and
It was hard. It's called Hum was it is it called Harmonious now, or was it called Harmonious before?
can't
And
remember.
what's the new Epcot show called? Luminous. That's what it's the two
Luminous.
uses.
Yeah.
So Harmonious I thought was dreadful.
Okay,
I
yeah.
liked Epcot Forever, but I very much had my nostalgia hat on, and everyone else I was with didn't like it. You, I was this with you at the time. Donna didn't like it. I did. I thought it was great. Harmonious, I hated. Everyone else thought it was all right. And I'm going to see Luminous next month.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what you think of that one. But
So
yeah,
yeah,
so
the
they don't have a recent good track record of shows on water.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
But the, yeah, so they're changing the whole what kind of entrance warehouse, which we knew anyway, but they've kind of just given it a bit more of a description now. So they say the park's transformation work will extend to the entrance area to immerse guests in the brand new story as soon as they step into Disney Adventure World. After passing through the turnstiles, guests will be transported into a vibrant, contemporary open-air movie studio before becoming special guests of a glamorous film premiere in the heart of Hollywood on a starry night. To bring this all-new immersive experience to life, the interior decor of the soundstage, which currently depicts a filming scene on Hollywood Boulevard, will be replaced with crafted decor that pays homage to historic movie theaters in Hollywood and the entertainment industry as a whole. The new entrance building, renamed World Premiere, will reopen in spring 2025. I mean, so they've gone, oh, it's not studios anymore. It's not studios anymore. But what we're going to do is that entrance, we're basically just going to stick a new background on it and a few lights, and it's still part of Hollywood's, like a Hollywood studio.
Yeah.
But we're going to call it World Premiere. So, that kind of fits in with Disney Adventure World.
Though? Does
Well, it's
it?
got world in it, Dan.
True, true. Yeah, I wonder how many times they put world in
Well, we've got
this
World
post.
Premiere,
There's worlds of
World of
Pixar and
Frozen.
Marvel Avengers.
Yeah, World of Frozen. The new lake is called, oh no, the new lake is called Adventure Bay. So that's where they put adventure in there.
I see. I was trying to find a concept art that shows where the lake is, because they were sort of saying the lake will be the center and all the lands around it, but it kind of looks like the lake is kind of way off.
Yeah, well, the only, I mean, yeah, Marvel's not going to sit off of the lake. It's quite a bit off on that.
It doesn't feel like there are going to be many lands that are like connected to the lake.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, do you want to know what the new Rapunzel attraction's called?
Hit me.
I mean, definitely not how you pronounce it, but it certainly sounds great in English. It's called Rapunzel Tangled Spin.
Oh, it rolls off the tongue.
I'm gonna go on Ponce.
I'm trying to see where the where are they sit. I've got the I see, yeah.
It's
I
basically
mean,
alien swirling saucers, but replace the saucers with boats from Tangled.
yeah. I'm not liking the name. I'm just trying to think the spelling of that word.
Yeah.
Does the first bit sound a little like you could print it, like people could pronounce it as rape?
Rapunzel, Rapunzel,
Rape Ponce.
Rapunzel.
It's a bit weird.
It's not great. Why not just call it
It's not
Tangled
good.
Spin?
Yeah. What? I take it that first bit is a French word.
Yeah, I mean it has to be. They have to sneak one in, don't they?
I suppose it makes sense. You know, they love putting in unnecessary words, don't they? Oh, it means Rapunzel.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah,
But I
okay.
still feel like if you, yes, you're in France, but if you've got a word that nobody outside of France is going to recognize as Rapunzel,
Yeah.
just don't put it in.
No, I agree.
It doesn't need, like, people know the film that is called Tangled.
Yeah,
So,
it's
as you
called
say,
Spin.
Tangled Spin would work just as well.
That's what everyone's going to call it.
Yeah, because nobody's going to call it Rapunzel Tangled
Tangled
Spin.
Spin. No.
Oh, dear.
So there we go. I mean, those are the details that we have on Disney Adventure World.
What is there? Additionally, the Lego Group and Disneyland Paris are working on plans to continue this partnership with a new and improved Lego store in Disney Village.
Calm that down, it's just Lego. You can buy it online.
The newly refurbished Lego store will feature exciting photo opportunities.
You could probably take a picture with like the Millennium Falcon or something.
Yeah.
But maybe
I
it's got like,
mean,
I mean they all do. Every Disney Lego store has photo opportunities that you could,
oh
people
yeah,
just
because they just have the like the big
like,
build and things like that. Do they
yeah.
not have those in, maybe they don't have them in Paris, I don't
Maybe they
remember.
don't actually. I can't remember.
Because I'm
Or they're in
merrily
the
thinking
window,
like,
so they're not as obvious.
maybe, because I'm merrily thinking like the store last time I was there, it doesn't, it's fine. Like,
Yeah.
do you really need to reimagine it? I don't know.
Basically, what I'm reading here is don't bother going to Disneyland Paris for the next couple of years.
Yeah, because when is the Frozen Land meant to open?
Frozen is opening next summer.
Frozen is opening next summer. Okay. And when did they say, did they give a specific date of when the opening, the park
At the same time as
entrance?
Frozen. Oh, park entrance. The park entrance is, I think they said spring. Yeah, spring 2025. So
Okay.
don't bother going to Walt Disney Studios until summer 2025, basically, because it's going to be a mess, even
Yeah.
more of a mess than it is currently.
Yeah.
Is, I don't know. I mean, it'd be good to get your opinion on this. Does this elevate this theme park from being Disney's worst theme park in the world by a country mile to overtaking any of its other theme parks in your mind?
No.
No, nor me.
Quite simply, no. I
Frozen was right
mean,
elsewhere, right?
yeah. But I mean the frozen land itself is kind of like, oh, that's interesting. You know, that okay, that's decent. It's something that the park needs.
But they put a better, they've just put a better version of it in Asia because you've got Frozen Ever After. I think it's Hong Kong. I can never remember, but they've got Frozen Ever After, and they've also got the roller coaster, the Frozen Coaster in Hong Kong as well. This, I
Okay.
believe, only has Frozen Ever After. So already, yes, I think Arendelle will look amazing, but they're opening it with like a lesser version of one that's already open elsewhere, and I just. Paris just keeps getting screwed over by Imagineering.
Yeah. And then they wonder why it doesn't sort of draw people in. But I mean, that aside, it's like, well, how is renaming the park and changing the entrance going to do anything for guest satisfaction? Like, it the fact that it's, I mean, currently it's basically a half day park. I don't think one attraction in Frozen is going to change that significantly.
No, I agree.
And you can kind of think, well, what's the point of investing money in something that doesn't bring in people?
And then the big question is, will Cars Road Trip still be open next summer? Because if it is, then God help us all.
Cars Road Trip? Which one's that?
Yeah, so that's the one that took over the studio tour.
Oh,
And it
okay.
is, without doubt, the worst theme park ride I've been on in my life.
What, even worse than
It's on a
Fast and
different level
Furious?
to Fast and Furious. Fast and
Wow.
Furious, at least there is some kind of thrill element to it.
Okay.
There is nothing. There, Cars is giving nothing.
I mean, the Cars franchise gives nothing, Ryan.
No, I mean, no, I agree. I think both of us are agreed that Cars franchise is John Lasseter's weird pet project. But that aside, this attraction genuinely gives nothing. I mean, Donna sat right opposite me. How do, out of 10, what would you rate Cars Road Trip? Wouldn't even rate it.
No.
It's not even getting a one from Donna. Worst thing she's ever been on, if you didn't hear that.
I
What?
mean, that's not a good start.
No, that includes It's a Small World, and there we go. It must be bad. I like It's a Small World, as I've said time and time again. It's terrible. It genuinely, you go around them. You know the old movie trucks that they used to have in MGM Studios? He must have been on the studio tour in Paris as well.
Yeah, I have
Yes,
done,
it's
yeah.
that, but you
Okay.
drive around a much smaller area. You see a couple of the Cars characters just sitting there. You do the Catastrophe Canyon, where they set one of the only good thing about it is they set one of the Cars characters on fire. But that's it. You do Catastrophe Canyon, and then you go around and you see another Cars character, and that is the attraction.
Amazing.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
So when did this open?
I mean, this is like, it must be like 5, 6 years now.
Oh, okay. I mean, I tend to avoid stuff with cars like the plague. Although I will agree that the one in, is it California Adventure?
Oh, 2021 it opened.
2020, oh, 2021, okay. I mean, to Paris since 2021?
They're basically like, look, there are no
Yes, I
rides in this
have.
park. They
Yeah.
had to get rid of the most of that attraction to make more space for the upcoming expansion. And they thought, well, we better keep a ride in here, because otherwise there's even less rides in this park than there was previously. So they
Yeah.
did the cheapest possible
Overlay.
overlay they could possibly imagine, and it's everything you think it would be and worse.
It just strikes me as weird that why cars? They've done that a few. They did that in Disney World as well, in Hollywood Studios, didn't
Oh,
they?
they
They
put
put a Cars
Stunt Show.
attraction just around the corner from Epcot. Not for,
Tower of Terror.
Rock and Roller
Oh,
Coaster.
Rock and Roller
Yeah,
Coaster.
yeah, yeah.
I've still never done that, actually.
I've never done that, and it's just like, why cars? That's just it doesn't feel like it's the franchise that's like attracting loads of people.
No, but I mean, I'm not a great fan of Cars. I think the first one's okay. The second one was diabolical. I don't think I've ever seen the third one, and I have heard the third one's actually all right. But this is honestly worse than Fast and Furious.
Heavy dose of skepticism around that, saying it's half decent. I'm trying to like read when has it always been called Worlds of Pixar?
No, I thought it was animation something or other.
Yeah, because I'm like trying to find. I don't remember it being called Worlds of Pixar. Worlds of Pixar is a really crap name as well. Why isn't it World of Pixar?
Because there's multiple worlds.
But it's really hard to say.
Yeah, it's not a great name. I don't know what's happened in Europe, but let's just say that it's left Universal in the UK with an open goal.
Yes. All they have to get through is like 20 years of bureaucracy.
Yes, they can cut through that in the UK. Come up with a decent theme park name. They're done.
Yeah. I
They're
mean, it
done.
shouldn't be difficult to come up with a better theme park name.
No, I think that's the worst name that I've heard Disney come up with in a long time. But there we go. So Disney Adventure World opening in 2025, replacing Walt Disney Studios Park.
The areas of Disneyland Paris are very confusing. This article here is saying about the history of Worlds of Pixar. It says after the Cars road trip attraction themed after this blah 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 opened on 2021, replacing the former Studio Tram Tour at the production courtyard. Okay. The Euro Disney Resort later announced that the remaining Pixar attractions in Toon Studio
That's the one I thought it was, yeah.
are set to become part of this area as the part of the resort's plans to reposition part of the Toon World area into Worlds of Pixar.
What?
It's so confusing.
So what's left in the Toon area? Presumably the only two attractions not Pixar is the Flying Carpets of Aladdin and the Mickey and the Magician show.
Oh, it does go on. So it says, following this, the remaining Pixar attractions, Crush's Coaster, Ratatouille, Cars Road Trip, Cars
Oh, this, yeah,
Quattrorurale,
the little spinny one. That's quite fun, actually.
and Monsters, Inc. Scream Academy became part of Worlds of Pixar section in the park. However, despite this, the remaining attractions still in the current Toon Studio area are the Flying Carpets and the Magic of Disney Animation.
Okay.
Still remain in the undisturbed section of Toon Studio. I mean, I'll be honest, it sounds pretty disturbed if everything that was in there is now basically somewhere else.
Yeah, so the only attraction really, okay, the only ride is Magic Carpets of Aladdin. I mean, that's an absolute joke, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, but it's just sounds like a mess because you've got Worlds of Pixar, which is made up of five attractions plus the entire Toy Story Playland, which is of itself three attractions. So
And yeah.
you have a land made up of attractions and another land.
Also, that may be connected, but by quite a distance as well.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of walking to get from one, like from Crush's Coaster to the Cars attraction, the Cars road trip attraction.
Yeah, I want to see a map of what they're constituting as worlds of Pixar. But
Walt Disney Studios. Still an absolute mess, and a name change is not going to fix that.
no. But it does seem like they're calling everything worlds, aren't they?
Yeah.
Although actually Marvel Avengers Campus, that's just that is just campus, isn't it? Yeah, I didn't realize that they'd called it Worlds of Pixar. So in the Disney Post where it says from the recent opening of Worlds of Pixar and Marvel Avengers, I thought they were saying the worlds of Pixar and the world of Marvel Avengers.
Oh, okay, right.
But no, they're not.
So, let's move
Oof.
on from Paris.
What a mess.
I know. And I'm going to temporarily put my Jeremy Clarkson smug face on because,
Okay.
I mean, I called this. I absolutely, we should have covered it off last week. We didn't have time. But I mean, we called this on the show time and time and time again that Disney's answer to Epic Universe would be the return of the free dining plan. And
Yeah.
surprise, surprise, the free dining plan returns for 2025.
No, it's completely unrelated, Ryan, because they've known about Epic Universe for the last 10 years and have been preparing for it.
It's funny how after that announcement the share price started to dip and all of a sudden they were like, oh no, here's some announcements.
I mean, Okay, if they've known about it for the last 10 years, what have they been doing for the last 5 years?
And what are they doing for the next five?
Yeah, because like literally, I'm trying to think of what they've opened in the last 5 years, because obviously COVID was a big part of that 5 years. They've opened Tron.
Galaxy's Edge.
Was that open in the last 5 years?
Yeah, I think that was, I want to say that
Was
was
that 2019?
2019, yeah.
Okay. So it's just on the cusp of that 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being unusually fair to Disney there.
True, true. Yeah.
But yeah, so Galaxy's Edge, and we've had Guardians of the Galaxy in, this is in Walt Disney World, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mickey and Minnie
True.
Runaway, and
Yeah.
Tron.
Okay.
My
Okay.
concern is the next 5 years, because
Well, yeah, because they're not working on basically anything, are they?
there is nothing that
Well,
is, there is no spade in the ground currently for any project.
yeah, there's been announcements, or are they even announcements?
I think basically
Depends
we
on the wording that they use, doesn't it? The wording that I feel like they've used around Animal Kingdom has been very loose. Like,
Yeah. I saw Joe Rohde was walking around Epcot with Imagineers the other day. You know, the whole he was walking around the new like planted area that they've got.
okay.
And I'll be honest, he didn't look particularly happy.
I mean,
So
is
he's
that
probably
any
like, "Oh, so
surprise?
what have you guys been up to since I left?" Well, Joe, we've planted some a few shrubs, and put some fountains in for Moana.
Yeah. Our budget has been severely cut.
I
Because
mean,
what's he up to these days? He went to work
he's
for.
still working for Virgin Galactic, isn't he?
Did they not go bust?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Oh no, it's still a thing. I thought one of them went bust.
But I, you know, he's obviously back for a reason. That's because current Imagineering is just an absolute shambles,
Yeah.
as can be seen from the name of Disneyland Paris's new park. So the free dining plan is back, and we'll go into it a bit more, I think, maybe next week or the week after, because the prices aren't currently out. They come out this week as this episode comes out. What they have said is, this is the example on their website. Free Disney dining and drinks. For example, stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and everyone on your booking enjoys free Disney dining plan worth £1,105. The 14-day ticket for the price of seven. Cool, that's a great offer, Dan. They've never done that before.
No, and it saves you so much money, like a whole, I think it was like 20
£50.
quid.
Oh yeah, it's less than that, isn't it?
It was, yeah, it's about 20 quid
Yeah. So
per ticket.
yeah. And save up to £300 on your package. Book by the 2nd of July to save £300 on your flight inclusive packages. Or save £200 on your hotel and ticket packages.
Okay.
So they have given
Up to £300.
up to, yeah.
Yeah.
They've given four examples, which I'm just going to read out because it's all we have to go on at the minute. There are different meal plans available as there were in the past, but the deal has got significantly worse than it was in previous years. And I'll explain why in a minute. So let's start with the first one, which they call affordable comfort. And the example they've given is Disney's All-Star Sports Resort. 2 week package in the summer holidays for two adults and two kids. This is all aimed at my family, which is great. One free quick service meal per day, which apparently saves you £265 per adult. One non-alcoholic slash alcoholic drink per meal. A Disney 14-day magic ticket for the price of seven. Memory maker worth $210 at the gate. So that's if you
Oh
buy at the
yeah.
gate.
Yeah.
And it includes a £200 saving on your package. From apparently £68 per person per night. Now,
Hang on, is this what is this? Is this the cost of the dining plan, you're saying?
I don't think so.
What so, sorry, what was the six so what was the 68?
So they say a 2 week package in summer holidays for two adults and two kids one free quick service meal, one non-alcoholic alcoholic drink, Disney tickets, memory maker, includes a 200 saving on your package. The way it's worded suggests it's the entire package, would come to a total of £3,808.
Oh, okay.
Now, if that is accurate and that includes the room,
Yeah.
that's a good deal.
That seems like a decent price, isn't it, for like four people with your tickets, with your flights, with your dining, although it's not.
Won't be flights. It won't be flights.
I won't be flights. I thought you said it did include
No,
package.
no, no. So, it says earlier on, save up to £300 on a flight inclusive package. The money they're giving here is includes a £200 saving on your package, so it's not including flights.
Well, yeah, but it's up to £300, isn't it?
I would it would definitely won't be flights, because if you fly even economy like British Airways, it's going to be like 3 grand
Okay.
for like four people. If you think this is two, this is for four people.
Okay.
So no, I would say none of these are including flights. But
Okay.
£3,800 for 2 weeks, I would assume including your room and your tickets and your dining plan, which is free apparently, is £3,808. Staying at
Okay.
All Star Sports.
Okay.
The other hotels they've given in this affordable comfort option include All Star Movies, All Star Music, Sports, which you covered, Art of Animation, and Pop Century, the ones that you would expect. The only dining plan you're getting here is quick service. So one quick service meal a day. That's not going to keep you going. Like, just being totally honest, it's not.
No. I mean, you can't live off that, basically. That's not going to fuel you for the entire day.
No. So I
So,
would expect to spend significantly more on food if that's the package that you're going for.
yeah.
Okay, the next one they're calling Rich Disney Theming. And the
Rich
example,
Disney theming.
yeah, they did seem to come up with like absolute nonsense categories now.
The first one, affordable comfort, I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. That makes sense. And then they go to Rich Disney, rich, what was it?
Rich Disney Theming, which
Rich
seems
Disney
to
theming.
suggest that none of the other hotels have Rich Disney Theming. And when I'd argue that All Star Movies, Music, Sports, Art of Animation, and Pop Century all have very good Disney theming. In fact, that's
Yeah.
why
Well, it's just
we
not rich
chose.
Disney theming, Ryan. It's.
What's weird is the reason we chose to stay at Art of Animation this year and not Animal Kingdom Lodge, big
Yeah.
price was one, but the main one was actually the theming for the kids. Wasn't priced at the time. So the main reason we chose Art of Animation was because we thought the theming was better for the kids.
Right. Okay. But
Sorry,
clearly,
Rich.
it's just average Disney theming.
It's average Disney theming, yeah.
Yeah.
It's affordable comfort, Dan, is what it is.
It...
So the Rich Disney theming, the example they give is Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside, which is a lovely resort. Free Disney quick service plan again, so you're going to need to be spending more on.
Oh, so that's the same meal plan as affordable comfort.
No, it's different.
Oh,
The
okay.
free so the this is where it's getting really tricky. The affordable comfort is one
Yeah.
free quick service meal per day.
Okay.
The quick service plan is two meals. So it's two quick service meals a day and
Two
one
quick
snack.
service. Okay, and one snack.
And one snack.
Okay.
So that's the difference between affordable comfort and Rich Disney theming. Affordable comfort is one quick service meal.
Yeah.
Rich Disney theming is two quick service meals and one snack.
Okay.
Okay.
It.
So that includes everything, your room, £200 saving, blah, blah, blah. From just £102 per person per night is a total of £5,712 for your 2 week stay at Port Orleans in the summer holidays, is what they're quoting at the minute. We've got no pricing on any other dates.
Okay.
That's quick service dining. So two quick service meals a day and one snack.
So that's a bit more realistic.
It's still cheaper. It's cheaper than this year, is all I'm going to say.
Okay.
By a fair whack, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it doesn't say, Don's asked a good question. Can you upgrade? I would assume the answer is yes. If you wanted to take your quick service dining plan and upgrade to the standard dining plan, then Disney would give you that option, but it would obviously cost you
Yeah, you'd have to pay the difference,
cash.
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Your next category is ultimate quality. And the
Okay.
hotel that they've given here as an example, sorry, I should say before we go into that, the D rich Disney theming also includes Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, Disney's Coronado Springs, Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter, and Riverside, which we just covered as the example. So, ultimate
Which, as
quality.
you say, all seem to have less Disney theming than affordable comfort.
Yes, I would. Yeah, I
Okay.
definitely agree.
And sorry, and this next one's called
Ultimate quality.
Ultimate Quality. Okay. Which sounds worse than rich Disney theming.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So they've given, as the example, probably one of my favorite hotels and property, definitely one of my favorite hotels and property, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. What comes in that? Again, 2 week package in summer holidays for two adults and two kids. Free Disney dining plan. Now, the free Disney dining plan includes one quick service meal, one table service meal, one snack, your refillable mug, and alcoholic, non-alcoholic drink with each meal. I should say the refillable mug you get with the quick service plan, but not the quick service meal plan, which is the first one. Yep. Okay. Bear
Hang
with me.
on. Hang on. So the very first one,
The very first
affordable
one.
comfort, what is the name of the plan, the dining plan?
It is called Quick Service Meal.
Quick service meal. Okay, and
And you
then
get
the
one meal, one quick service meal, and no snacks. And you do not get a refillable mug either.
Okay. And then rich Disney theming is that quick service plan.
Quick service dining plan. Yep.
A quick service dining plan.
Yep.
Okay.
And your ultimate quality is your Disney dining plan,
Oh my God.
which is one quick service, one table service, one snack, one specialty drink, as per all the others, and a refillable mug. And I've worked out that basically it's on Animal Kingdom Lodge. I'll tell you what, Dan, if this is the price that I pop in next week, this week, when the prices come out, I'll eat my hat, okay?
Okay.
The price they're quoting for Animal Kingdom Lodge for 2 weeks with your free Disney dining plan is £7,784. There is no way that is going to be the price.
Okay, are you saying that's too cheap?
Too cheap.
Okay.
That's cheaper than it is this year
Yeah.
by 3 grand,
Right, okay. Okay.
including the dining plan at it being added on top. Because
Yeah.
this year we're paying for the dining plan, so I'm including that in my calculations. This year, if I was to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge and pay for the dining plan, it's about 11 grand, I think.
Right, okay.
So
Okay.
you're talking significantly cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, if Disney want to do this next year, they're getting the numbers. It's still a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but the Animal
But
Kingdom Lodge is a
comparatively.
fantastic hotel. You're getting all your food and drink basically included within that. 7,700 plus flights, you're probably talking 10 grand, let's say, all in. That's not out. I mean, it's outrageous, but it's not outrageous for the Animal Kingdom Lodge for 2 weeks.
Compared to what it was previously.
Which is why, yeah, compared to what it has been, which is why I will
Okay.
eat my hat if I can even come close to that price for the Animal Kingdom Lodge. We'll do it next week on the podcast. I will tell you how close I've got.
Yeah, because I mean that's it's very strange if they were to reduce the prices significantly like that.
Yep.
Considering they've be essentially they've come out and said we're trying to price people out because it's too busy.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So that's the from price. Assuming the from price you'll be able to match to the hotel example they've given, because what they haven't done. So what else is in this list? You've got Animal Kingdom Lodge, Beach Club, Boardwalk, Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Polynesian, Wilderness, and Yacht Club. They've not put the Grand Floridian or Polynesian here as the example, because there is no way you're going to either of those hotels for £7,784. So in
Yeah.
theory, there are 2 weeks of the year next year where you could go to Animal Kingdom Lodge for £7,784.
Maybe they've opened up a new broom closet room. Like, just for this offer.
Yeah, exactly.
They've converted one of the cleaning cabinet bits into a room.
Yeah, what they haven't said is you absolutely can stay there for that price, but you're working behind the concierge desk for a week of your stay.
Yeah. No, you're sleeping behind the concierge desk. That is your room. It's very spacious, but it's
Yeah.
not very private.
No, exactly. But this is what this is what the website is saying. So we'll
Yeah.
see. And then there is one more category, Dan.
Okay, hit me with a name.
Spacious accommodation.
Spacious accommodation, which is okay. I think you're gonna have to explain it because at the moment I'm thinking they've already included the top hotels
Yep.
in the third category.
Yep.
So how is the size of the accommodation any different between the third one and the fourth one?
Well, let me tell you, Dan. The
Okay.
example they've given here is Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort, which is massive. It's like an absolutely massive resort.
Okay.
The what comes with it is the free Disney dining plan. So, as with Ultimate Quality, it's exactly the same. All of the same
Okay.
things. And the price is actually slightly cheaper, at
Okay.
£7,448.
Okay. So what's the difference?
The hotels included within the category, which include Bay Lake Tower at Disney's Contemporary Resort, Boulder Ridge Villas at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, Copper Creek Villas and Cabins at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Villas at Kodani Village, Disney's Beach Club Villas, Disney's Boardwalk Villas, Disney's Riviera Resort, Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa, the Villas at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Basically, Dan, this is your DVC that they're not able to sell to DVC members. They're all
Yeah.
DVC resorts.
Oh,
Yeah.
are they? Okay.
Interestingly,
I
though, I
was
didn't
thinking that
see
they
Old Key
will.
West mentioned on any of these lists.
Okay. It's because it when you really got the names of the resorts, it sounded like it was as in it's all just villas, like the
Yeah,
villas that they
so
offer within the
which
hotels.
are usually deep for DVC members.
Okay. Although I can, anyone can book them, right?
If they're available, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Which is weird because partly you said that that price was slightly cheaper.
Yeah.
Whenever those villas have come up in listings, they're ridiculously expensive.
Well, I would
Like
so
20 grand expensive.
this price is based on Disney Saratoga Springs Resort. I've stayed at Disney Saratoga Springs two or three times, and
Yeah.
we've just stayed at one of the standard rooms there. So I can guarantee you
Yeah.
that that quote is based on the standard Saratoga Springs room.
I was going to say, because the villas, obviously, the idea being that you have
It's
more space,
spacious.
they can
Yeah.
generally house more people
Yeah.
than a standard room.
Yeah.
Therefore, they charge you through the nose for it.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you're going there with a big family, then per head, it works out. I don't know whether it works out reasonably, but it obviously works out per head cheaper than having individual rooms.
Yep. So that's all. I mean, if.
I just don't understand why that is even a separate category, because how is it really any different from ultimate
Quality.
quality? There we go.
No, it's
Yeah.
not. It's not.
Because you get the same perks, it's just different hotels, and you kind of
Well,
think,
the
well,
same hotels.
oh, what, same hotels, just different types of rooms.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, in which, but the thing, because it's like, well, it's not a fixed price anyway. So if you're getting exactly the same perks, why is it not in the same category as the other ones?
I don't know why they've suddenly added more categories into the mix when we already had value, moderate, and deluxe. We've now got affordable comfort, rich Disney theming, ultimate quality, and spacious accommodation.
But that's just for this promotion, right?
As far as it would seem, yeah. But
Yeah.
imagine coming to this website for the first time today, Dan. I wouldn't have an absolute clue what the hell I was doing.
No, there's too many names for this stuff, like the name of the dining plan and the name of the
Yeah.
whatever you want to call it, the package. It's confusing.
But let's see. We've said that you can get to Animal Kingdom Lodge. This is Disney saying this. You can get to Animal Kingdom Lodge next year for £7,784 for 2 weeks with two adults and two children, including all of your food and drink. Let's see what 2 weeks of the year that is available to us on next week's show, because I guarantee you it will be in the middle of the school summer holidays.
And they only offer like
It is.
it's
It says
interesting.
2 week package in summer holidays for two adults and two kids.
Okay, because I don't know if hotels have certain things where they have certain allotments that they'll charge so much for some and a selection of rooms and then so much for a different for another selection of rooms and that sort of thing. Because you think, you know, could they just be like, okay, we're going to sell one room at this lower price just to satisfy the offer? I don't know. They're probably not allowed to, but.
Well, like the lodge, the Savannah view is far more expensive than a non-Savannah view.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, like, would they sell a handful of rooms, standard rooms, at a lower rate? And they're like, we can afford to do like 20 rooms at a lower rate. And therefore, then that means they can do an offer where they
Oh
sell
yeah,
it for cheaper.
maybe.
But yeah.
But yeah, I know for sure you cannot get Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, including your food and drink, for anything less than £10,000 that this year.
This year.
So if that offer is true, I'm not saying it's a good deal, because I think when we had our honeymoon, we stayed there for 3 weeks for
What, two?
less money than 7,784.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a massive increase on what it was, but
Yeah.
so is the rest of the world. So I can't, I'm not gonna blame Disney for inflation, but I'd be amazed if you can get a 2 week stay at the lodge for under 8 grand. I really would be.
So these offers are becoming available this week.
Yes, this week. The offers
Okay.
are available. Do, 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 do. 6 days from when we record.
Six, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Thursday,
Six.
next Thursday.
Okay.
Or next
Okay.
Wednesday, depending on when the timer resets.
Right, okay.
So Wednesday or
I'm gonna
Thursday.
see
So
where we
it's
are.
this week at some point. I would expect the Disney website to crash, because it always does. But next week's show, we'll have a little explore of the site, jot down a few figures, and share what we've come up with. We're not planning on going to Walt Disney World next year.
Okay.
Now, I might be going to Orlando next year to experience Epic Universe,
Right.
but we're not planning a family trip to Walt Disney World next year currently. I can't see that changing, even if the price does come in at amazing. I mean, it might. Donald and I are always talking about stuff like that, but we are planning on going to Disneyland next year
Oh, okay.
in California. So, that's a big trip for us. It's even more expensive than Disney World. So I can't see us doing both. We want to also take the kids to places that aren't Disney, because that's important.
Why would you want to give them culture, Ryan? I don't understand.
Well, I
Disney's got
said to
enough
Donna,
culture.
I said to Donna, there's plenty of culture at Epcot, right?
Yeah,
But
true. Yeah.
I lost that
Yeah.
argument. I lost that argument. So yeah, that's everything we know on the Disney dining plan for 2025 currently. But it was very, as I said, I had my Jeremy Clarkson smug face on for most of last week, because it is exactly what we predicted would happen. And everyone was like, no. There's loads of people who were like, no, you're wrong. Disney's not going to bring it back. They've got rid of it now. I'm like, yeah, I'd believe that if they had something else. If they had
Which they
anything, if they had a
literally.
new land opening in 2025,
Yeah.
or five new rides opening in 2025, I'd believe that. I'd believe it, but they don't. They have nothing. There is
Yeah.
nothing opening in 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, and I mean, what will be interesting to see is how those prices compare to like Universal's prices.
Yeah. Well, the new
Because
hotels, actually, we just got sent information from Universal today,
right.
or yesterday, maybe, actually,
I
on.
saw there was some post about the new hotels, wasn't there?
Yeah, on their new
Experience
hotel.
them from, was it early 25?
Early 2025 is when they're opening. I do have an official press release here. Guests can book reservations and holiday packages at Universal's Stella Nova Resort opening January 21st, 2025, and Universal Terra Luna Resort opening February 25th, 2025. The room rates are extremely reasonable, competitive with Disney's All Star Resorts, I would say.
Okay.
Perhaps even slightly cheaper, actually, in some cases.
I
So,
mean, historically, that's what I've seen. The Universal hotels tend to be a bit cheaper than the Disney hotels, like, comparatively of, quality.
yeah.
Obviously, Universal have got hotels that compare from like Disney's, what's their basic one called?
Value.
Value, yes, value all the way up to deluxe, don't they? They have the same sort of range.
Or affordable comfort, Dan.
Affordable comfort, yes. I mean, I feel like affordable comfort does sound nicer than value.
I agree.
Like
I'm all for the affordable comfort category.
if you're gonna call like a category, if they were to rename the category to affordable comfort, that sounds a bit
Better.
better.
It is better. It's a rare Disney naming win, that, I think.
But like I feel like the affordable comfort just sounds like that's the package that they're selling,
Yeah.
not necessarily the bracket of hotels. Because presumably you can book, if you go and book just that hotel, it will still class it as a value hotel. It won't class it as an affordable comfort hotel.
I would
But
assume so.
if you buy the package from Disney, that package is called affordable comfort.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, we should be very clear, that the deluxe Disney dining plan is no longer a thing, is no longer an option, at all. And they've also, the same happened this year, there are no longer two snacks on any of the plans. And you can also no longer swap your quick service meal for three snacks anywhere either.
Service meal for three
Sorry, you can,
snacks.
yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's
So
interesting.
you used to be able to go into Starbucks, let's say, and say, I'll have two coffees and a cake. And can I use one of my quick services for that? And they'd be like, yeah, that's fine. You can't do that anymore.
Okay. Because I feel like, I mean, the removal of the deluxe one makes sense. Like
It was a
that isn't
lot of food.
it was an obscene amount of food. Like
Yeah.
I can't imagine many people will get through all of
I think
that.
my parents did it once and they were like, it's just outrageous the amount of food that you get.
And I mean the fact that they've ditched the second snack is a bit cheeky, and the fact that you can't convert your quick service meals to snacks is also cheeky, because certainly when we you would end up with lots of snacks left, wouldn't you,
Yeah.
towards at the end of the trip. If you've got lots of if you have extra quick services, they're less easy to get rid of
Yeah.
once you get to, because obviously you don't want to use them all up, or you want to be somewhat conservative about them because you don't want to use them all earlier in the trip. You want to save some for later. But if you end up saving too many, you get to the last couple of days of your trip, you don't want to be, stuffing yourself with quick services.
Yeah. No, exactly. And also, what's weird is I do think that Disney have underestimated the savings. So they're saying on a quick service, sorry, on a Disney dining plan, you're saving £1,105 per adult, by getting the free dining plan. I would say that you're spending more than that on food if you're having one quick service, one, in fact, I know you are, one quick service, one table service, one snack. And let's say you're having an alcoholic drink for two meals a day, I think you're spending well over £1,000 on food over two weeks. I think they've underestimated. I mean, okay, let's put it this way: I'm spending more than that because I'm making the most of my dining plan. I'm sure that they've probably worked out the average saving, which is £1,105. But
Maybe.
as an example, when we go next month, currently we're eating at the Boathouse twice.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, I do wonder how they've worked it out, because obviously, I would like to hope that they've not done it based on the most expensive thing
Well, you
on the
no,
menu.
you know exactly. What's weird though is they've said, so for the quick service meal, which is one quick service meal per day, they're saying that your saving per adult is £265, which
What, so
I'm like,
across 14 days?
yeah,
So what was that? £265.
265 pounds.
Which is £18.90 per
Which
day.
does probably sound right, but if it's, per person,
Yeah, per person.
you'd probably spend $20 per person on a quick service meal now.
Probably, yeah.
Now, I would be saving more than that because my quick service meal, I'd also be getting an alcoholic drink because I'm making the most of that plan.
Right, okay. Oh, because that includes, does that include an alcoholic drink, is
It
it? I thought it
does.
was
So,
non-alcoholic.
no. It includes alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
Okay, sorry, which one was this on? Was this the basic one or
This is the
the...
basic one, yeah.
Okay.
So I'd be getting my Yak and Yeti quick service and my Amber Safari or whatever it's called beer. So the beer itself is like $11,
Right, okay.
and then the
Yeah.
burger's like, I don't know, $18 or something now. So already I'm ahead on that saving. But I purposely try to be ahead because that's who I am. Now our friend Stu would take it even further, and he'd work out exactly how much money he's making on the deal. Maybe we should get him on the show. He's actually just come back from Disneyland Paris, so it'd be interesting to see what he thought.
There you go. Maybe he's on the Cars attraction.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Sure he has. But yeah, that's the dining plan. What I won't do today, actually, because I realize we've almost been talking for 90 minutes, which is crazy for two stories. I'll go through my more detailed plan next week. We'll start the show with an actual couple of examples of prices for next year, and then I'll go into my plan for this year. But I will say, annoyingly, if that price for Animal Kingdom Lodge is under 8 grand, I will go from there is no way on God's green earth that I'm going to Walt Disney World next year to maybe. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't think that, as I said, I'd be surprised. I would be surprised.
Was just trying to look up the I was taking your exact example, the Yak and Yeti quick service.
Yeah.
And on the Disneyland or Disney World website, they've got meal pricing, lunch and dinner and breakfast at the same price. They have a $1 sign next to it, which in brackets then says $14.99 and under per adult. So $14.99 and under. When you look at the meals, half of them, so four of the eight things that they offer are $14.99 or under. Two of them are $14.99.
This is the quick service location.
This is the quick service
Yeah,
location.
yeah.
So four of them are over $14.99. So how can they say it's $1? Like their ranking of $1 if it's not $14.99. Yes, technically you can get something for less than $14.99.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of a stretch. But yes, the burger that you said about the Kobe cheeseburger is $18.99.
I didn't even look at the menu. Like, I just thought it's going to be around that, isn't it?
So that's $18.99. The Safari Amber is slightly cheaper than you said. It's $9.
Oh, there you go. Lovely bargain.
But
Is
yes,
there a
so
more
in
expensive beer or cocktail I can get, though, Dan?
you can get a Opici family
Okay.
sangria for
Oh, yep.
14, but I don't know if that
Yeah, that would be included. Yep.
would that be included?
Yeah,
Okay,
cocktails
okay.
and sangrias and things like that are included. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So potentially, you could spend. What is that?
Yeah,
$33.
yeah.
$33. And if you went there every day for your 14 days, I feel like the savings will be more.
You'd be putting your fingers up to the mouse.
Yeah, really getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
Because that's
It's
four
do
hundred and
it.
$62, which is probably based on co current. Conversion rates is probably £462.
Yeah, it's not gonna be far off. Yeah. So, it can be done. Now, I'm not going to be doing that every day because I don't want to be stressing. I've paid for the dining plan now. It's done, right?
Yeah.
But I do have, when I'm on holiday, and I don't have particularly expensive taste day to day, but when I'm on holiday, I will go for some of the most expensive things on the menu if it's included in the dining plan, because why wouldn't you? And I like
Yeah.
almost every food. So, often the things that are more expensive, I like, which is seafood and steak. So, Yeah, they tend to be the most expensive things on the menu.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it's like if it's included in the cost, then why would you not?
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
if that's the sort of thing you like, obviously, if it's not, fair enough.
Yeah, then you've got to question whether the dining plan's worth it, because if you're a salad person, I would say just don't bother. Yeah. Okay, if it's free, obviously don't
Obviously,
take it.
obviously, if it's free, fair enough.
Yeah.
If you were paying for it and you weren't going for the more expensive things, then you do have to start looking at, is it worth me paying for it?
Which we've done one of those episodes in the past. We probably should do it again at some point. But yeah. So yeah, that's the return of the Disney Dining Plan and Disney's new terrible theme park name, Disney Adventure World.
I'd almost forgotten, Ryan. I'd
I
almost
know.
forgotten.
I'm sorry. Lots of basically a show about weird Disney naming conventions is
Yeah.
this week's show.
There you go.
If you've enjoyed the show, please do leave us a review. It helps the show to grow. And join us next week, where we will run through what our view is of Walt Disney World booking from the UK in for 2025. And I'll also surprise Dan with my plan for restaurants and things for next week. And it will for next month even. It will be a surprise to Dan, because he doesn't listen to the episodes that he's not on, or the episodes that he is on. So,
I've heard it, Ryan. I've been on it, you know.
yeah, exactly. You've
Don't
lived
need
it.
to listen to it.
You've
Yeah.
lived it. So, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.